Dear cherished listener of GBC Euro Radio, it's now time for interaction with Mr. Mark Kebo Akparebu. Yes, he is the secretary to Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. What a name! Yes, you're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and all the listeners out there.
All right. So, the name alone, Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. What do you do? What is the meaning of this?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we are very excited for the opportunity to be here this morning to shed more light on what GAFAP, that is the Ghana Federation. Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers is doing here in Ghana.
Mm.
So GAFAP was established in 2019 out of some work we were doing also with the FAO, that is the Forest and Farm Facility, which is a project that the FAO is running, and it also provides direct financing resources to forest and farm producer organizations in Ghana.
Okay.
So it was felt that there was a need for us to have a federation that would champion the cause of forest and farm producers in Ghana. And that was the genesis of GAFAP somewhere in 2019.
Okay.
And GAFAP is mainly working towards promoting the work of forest and farm producer organizations.
Okay.
So when we talk of forest and farm producer organizations, we are talking about people who are into both farming activities, that is agriculture, interventions, and activities that also are very much hinged to the forestry sector.
I see.
So for instance, in northern Ghana, if you look at shea production, it is part of the forest products. If you also look at the baobab production, and of course other tree crops in the system. So our organizations are made up of member-based organizations who are into some of these value chains that I have mentioned.
Okay.
And Calzone. Then, of course, the transition zone, and then we're looking at also the forest ecological zones. So currently, we have a membership of up to 17 forest and farm producer organizations.
17 organizations, not individuals.
Yes, individuals are not part of the criteria for the membership of GAFAP at the moment.
That's why it's federation.
Yes, so it's a federation of smaller forest and farm producer organizations that have come together to form GAFAP, and together we are up to about 1.5 million in terms of the membership of these 17 producer organizations.
Wow.
So we are quite a national organization, and we have been working also through the past 3 years in accessing how we can promote especially forest and farm producer organizations and our work in Ghana.
I see. That's great. So you are operating here, as you said, then the savannah, then the forest.
Yes, so in the savannah area, we have up to about 6 forest and farm producer organizations who are also working in various value chains. So for instance, my organization is called Tilibiri.
Tilibiri,
we are based in the Upper East region. Specifically, we are based in the Bolga East district. And we also work somewhere in the Nabdam district of the region.
Okay.
We also have Kambaku. Based in the Paga area, which is in the Kasina Nankana West district. And one of their key value chains is the Baobab value chain. They are currently being involved with a company in the UK in the export of baobab powder. And of course, they also are using baobab seed as a key area of support to their forest and farm producer members.
Okay.
We also have Maltaba, which also works in the Upper East region here, and they work with mainly women farmers. A lot of their members are also women who are actively involved in various value chains, including shea, vegetable production, and the like.
Okay.
And they are based in the Nabdan district, and they're also based in the other districts in the Upper East region. So we also have Zofa, which is the Zuri Organic Vegetable Farmers Association.
Zofa.
Which is also based in the Binduri district of the Boku area. And they are also working especially in the support of vegetable production and vegetable production value chains.
Okay.
So we have other members who are also based in the other ecological zones. And I think during the discussion, we mentioned some of them.
So what are your core activities? This one you have mentioned. You see that they have standing individually doing a different thing, and you have come together.
Yes.
as a federation. So what when you come as a federation, what are your core duties? What do you do?
Our mandate is first, the priority mandate is to be able to involve in advocacy.
Advocacy.
That is advocacy that would be able to ensure that we are building forest and farm producer organizations to be able to have a seat, and especially in terms of national discourse, and also in terms of the promotion of the businesses of forest and farm producer organizations. So we have done some very good work around the advocacy, which I'll be mentioning soon. The other key area is around the support of producer organizations in the area of business and business support services.
I see.
Because we are looking at how do we add value to the various services that forest and farm producers are also producing, and also be able to package those services in such a way that they are having a business angle. So there's business incubation and the provision of business support services to our producer organizations as one of our key priority areas that we are working in. Then we're also looking at how do we enhance social service delivery.
Social services.
Social very services, because it's very, very important to be able to add a social dimension to whatever we are doing. And in the context of the various districts that we're working within, there are various social and, of course, cultural services that forest and farm producer organizations need to also have an active anchor around. So we're working around how do we get forest farm producer organizations to be able to actively articulate especially social service delivery, and also working also with the various departments of social welfare to be able to ensure that social services are enhanced and being gotten by the food producer organizations. I think one of our key elements that we have also been working on is bringing the idea of forest farming.
Forest farming
has to do with both agricultural activities and then of course forestry activities, because that is what we are in it as an federation for. So we are looking at forest farming activities that look at restoration interventions, activities that also look at agroforestry, the integration of agriculture and of course forestry, then also interventions around soil fertility enhancement, where we are looking at, for instance, going beyond the chemical fertilizer that we are using at the moment to look at other natural commodities that could be used to enhance soil fertility. So those are our key work areas that we are working on at the moment.
But in the face, why should you come together? Plenty organizations. Why you are standing individually doing your own individual thing? Why should you come together?
Thank you very much. This is an exciting question, because one of the key elements we found was that if you are able to make a mark, especially in the national agenda, you need to have the numbers. So we have something in our work we call the strength in numbers. There's
numbers.
A lot of strength if you come together rather than you being on your own as a small federation. So we found it a very important opportunity to be able to bring together and bring the efforts of all these 17 organizations together as a national federation and to be able to get our discourse heard, especially at the national level. So first, the idea of coming together was to be able to build on the numbers and also be able to tap from the individual skills and the various skill sets of the various organizations that are involved, and also look at what opportunities can be provided for forest and farm producers at a national level. And so that's why we are now a national federation, that is concerned with the relative, what do you call it, ability of forest and farm producer organizations to be able to make a mark, especially in the national economy.
All right. And maybe something would have triggered this for you to even start as individuals and then later as a group. Are we seeing that when it comes to what you are talking about, the our socio-economy, we are not making any gains again, and therefore people like you need to come out with the advocacy and all these things?
Very much so. And it points to one of our key elements that we are working around, which is climate change. Now, climate change really has become a very important area that we need to be able to look at, especially in the agriculture and forest value chains. Because, of course, rainfall patterns are not the same. Then, of course, soil fertility is also not the same. And so the productive ability of especially forest and farm producers have been reduced. And year in, year out, the farmers are complaining that especially in the food production, they're not able to get the volumes that they were able to get, especially in the previous years. So, of course, climate change, it's an important area we are looking at. and how to address especially the significant factors, especially the human factors that are inducing climate change.
Yes, I see.
And so one of our key areas is we are working under a framework we call the GAFAP Agenda 2030.
I see.
The GAFAP Agenda 2030 has a series of structures that we are looking at to enhance.
Yeah,
yes.
10 years.
So we are also looking at addressing also the Sustainable Development Goals, which are also the global goals that we are looking and working together as a country to be able to solve.
Mm.
So within the GAFAP Agenda 2030, we have GAFAP Green Ghana, which looks at the issues that can bring back, especially the tree cover in terms of restoration, also becoming bringing up forest resource management and also preventing the bushfires, which are also very, very much leading to the destruction of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
And also providing also opportunities for forest and farm producer organizations to be actively engaged in education of their members towards how to mitigate and also adapt to climate change and how the effects of climate change has had on the productive environment.
Okay.
But beyond climate change, we're looking at the business side, because
business are very important.
We are in an economy where the business side is very, very important.
Mm.
A lot of our farmers do not take farming as a business, and that is the mindset we want to change.
I see.
We want to begin to get farmers to look at their households as having businesses around farming, and also be able to transform these non-timber forest products that I've mentioned, like shea, baobab, and other non-timber forest products, into much more value-added products. That way they can improve
at
upon
least
their incomes and also be able to cater for the livelihoods of their families.
I see.
So those two key areas are some of the reasons why we decided to form this federation, and also to build on the advocacy, as I mentioned.
Very important advocacy.
Because there needs to be real national advocacy around issues of climate and climate change, and also be able to have a national coalition that also speaks to how we can address, especially the impacts of climate change in Ghana.
But you made mention of social services. Social service. Can you explain that? Social services.
Yes.
In which way?
So, in the dimension, let me use the district assembly as an example.
Okay.
So, the district assembly is mandated by the government of Ghana to be able to support the delivery of various services within the localities that the forest and farm producers are found. So, social services are to do with the key government institutions that are supposed to provide certain services, either maybe water, healthcare, and other social areas that we are also involved in. So once forest and farm producers are part of the district and also become active members of the district assembly process, we want to be able to ensure that they know their rights, are able to access those social services, and also are able to demand, especially for accountability in the delivering of these social services.
And
at the other side of it is the cultural services, which are supposed to do with the local
the
institutions,
tradition of
the traditional
people,
authorities, and especially the women's access to land. So that is another cultural service that we are looking at.
I see.
How do we ensure that women are able to access land, especially very, very productive land, to be able to improve upon their agricultural production?
That's okay. So if they are part of decision making, they'll be able to
definitely
really advocate for their rights and all that. That's very, but all this laudable ideas, sometimes they come with a lot of challenges.
Yes.
Are you coping with that?
Very much so. And you know, when you mention the issue of climate and climate impacts, the challenges are enormous. Some of the factors are not human induced. Some of them are
really
also coming as a result
phenomenon,
of the natural phenomenon. But a lot of the factors are really human induced.
Okay.
So it is those human induced elements that we are trying to get people to change their mindset, especially towards the environment.
I see.
And of course, the area of restoration is one key area that we can also begin to look at. How do we address people's mindsets towards the growing of trees?
Is that what is happening in Telensi, where they allow the natural trees to grow?
So that is another element called the farmer assisted natural regeneration.
I see.
So that is one element we are using, where you allow the flora and the fauna to be able to grow, especially avoiding burning.
Burning.
When you avoid burning, a lot of the trees are naturally regenerated because the seeds will drop, and then of course through dispersal of burns and other seeds, they are able to drop. So that is one area we are really, really, really concerned about. How do we ensure that farmers are trained, especially in adapting natural regeneration interventions to be able to support the growth of the trees on land. And also, we are looking at agroforestry.
Okay.
How do we integrate agriculture and forestry interventions so that at least you are able to plant a number of trees, especially within your farm?
Mm.
Most of us here say that on the farms, you are not supposed to plant any trees.
Yes. Because they would rather go and cut them than you bring seed.
It is a fallacy. I think people need to also begin to understand that when you have trees growing on your land, they improve on the soil fertility of the land. They also improve on the water availability, especially because they have deeper roots. They are able to get
bring
water from within, so that the soil becomes much more moist and be able to really support the plant health.
Yeah.
So I want to use this opportunity to tell people that when you have a few trees on your land, it provides an opportunity for water, also for the land, and also begins to also provide opportunity for you to be able to gain from the residue of the trees.
Yeah.
Because they are all, for instance, adding to the natural vegetation and also providing also soil health.
Okay.
So it is very, very important that people begin to also be able to at least have a number of trees on your land.
Okay.
And also be able to also get some gains from the resource that the tree also provides.
All right.
So apart
by the natural, yes.
Farmer assistant natural regeneration, we're looking at agroforestry, which I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Where we're supporting farmers to be able to undertake agroforestry interventions and also tree growing. So for instance, nurseries are also being provided, especially in the growing of various economic trees.
Okay.
So now share is being grown, you know that.
I understand,
so,
but...
Yes, share is also being grown. And also providing opportunities for people to be able to undertake commercial activities around these
trees.
Resources is also one of the key areas we're working on.
So as I asked about the challenges, you mentioned about the natural, and
yes.
Then most of them are we, the human induced. Apart from that, what of the acceptance? You go to the people, do they normally accept this, you people?
So that is also another area of a challenge that we would want to also mention.
Mm.
The ability of persons to be able to take up some of the interventions that we bring on board.
Yeah.
But of course, working with the producer organization, these are people who have worked with these communities and worked with these individual actors for a very long time.
Okay.
So when you work through a producer organization, you are able to at least get more gains, especially in the understanding of people in terms of what we are doing.
Yeah.
So most of our producer organizations, for instance, at the moment are actively involved in village savings and loans.
Oh, that's okay.
Where members are actively involved in savings and loans on a weekly basis and providing also them another opportunity to be able to find access to what? Internal mobilization resources. For both their household needs and also for their small businesses.
Mm.
So this has been a very good opportunity for us to be able to mobilize and also get members also become much more involved.
Mm.
Because on a weekly basis, they are meeting and having opportunities to be able to save what they couldn't do, and also having opportunities to be able to borrow from these funds we have as village savings and loans associations.
Mm.
So that's one of our key areas of entry. In fact, almost all the 17 FFPOs that are involved in the GAFAP right now are into village savings and loans.
I see.
Which is also providing them an opportunity to become much more able to be able to access finance and also be able to provide for their daily livelihoods.
I see. But what of your own funding? How do you also go about this? Because it's not easy, even you moving from where you are to this place.
Sure. So as I mentioned, we have some support from the Forest and Farm Facility to be able to do our work.
Mm.
But on the core, the Forest and Farm Facility is encouraging forest and farm producer organizations to become much more business-like.
I see.
To adapt certain value chains that they want to be able to adapt and be able to... nature.
Mm.
So for instance, a number of our members are involved in the cocoa industry, others are involved in share in the northern Ghana.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Kambaku, which is also in baobab production
in the Kasana West area.
So those businesses are supposed to be able to provide for the producer organizations to have a much more sustainability beyond the project funding, because for project funding it is just for a period of time and then you need to move beyond. So one of the key areas that forest and farm producer organizations are now doing are to be able to adapt certain value chains that are much more within their areas of production and do business around these value chains to be able to at least get much more income to be able to support their activities.
I see. That is it. And you I don't know how you are also relating with these people. You talked about even those who are selling their chemicals. We have people who are also advocating against this kind of thing because they also have the agenda to come and implement.
Yeah.
So people are also selling chemicals to farmers. Go and spray.
Yeah.
Go and do that.
We are very much aware of that. And one of the key areas we have been promoting is minimal use of chemicals.
Minimal, okay.
Yes, because we know that the system is such that there are pests and diseases.
Yeah.
But as much as possible, we want to encourage people to go for the minimal use, because chemicals have really a very bad effect on the environment.
Mm.
And also to be able to assist, especially farmers, to be able to improve their soil fertility using other alternatives. So, for instance, throughout last year and the greater part of this year, we've been working in a partnership with LifeWorks Global.
Yeah.
They are a UK-based charity that is supporting farmers in the area of soil fertility enhancement.
Okay.
And one of the key areas they're looking at is microbial soil fertility.
Oh, I see.
Where they are enhancing the creation of microbes within the soil environment to be able to improve the soil health and soil fertility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area we've been working around, and most of our FFPOs have been trained in how to produce microbial fertilizer, and also adding, for instance, other additives like molasses, which comes from maybe the sugarcane tree, the microbe production around the soils. And that has been very, very good, especially in the way we have seen soil fertility improve and the enhancement of ability to be able to produce various crops, especially during the last dry season. My organization, Teliberi, tried out some of those practices. We are seeing very good results. So we are trying to see what kinds of alternatives are available that farmers can begin to use. So that, for instance, you know that prices of fertilizer have gone
for now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we want to be able to support, especially farmers, to look at what are the other natural alternatives that we can use to be able to improve soil fertility and enhance production within our various landscapes.
So apart from the financing, the susu, and then the economic trees you are talking about, the farmers and all these people you are working with, they normally they look at the low hanging fruits. So what are the things that they will gain from being with you people?
Sure. Well, any farmer which is also in an organization, first of all, you need to be based in an organization, a forest and farm producer organization.
I see.
One of the key areas I believe that you can gain, especially with our services, is the production of this business incubation services that I've mentioned.
You talked about.
Okay. How do we enhance farmers to move away from just farming, but also take agriculture as a business? So you are doing savings through the village savings and loan scheme, and also be able to add value to some of these products that we've mentioned. The value addition to those kinds of products have the very good opportunity to be able to add value to the amount of money that you are able to
Are the
receive.
Marketing available?
Then the marketing also, we're looking at how do we enhance business incubation.
Okay.
And we have designed something in the GAFAP agenda, which is called the GAFAP Green Market.
Mm.
So the Green Market is supposed to provide services to the various producer organizations to be able to undertake aggregation.
Yeah.
Because aggregation is quite a challenge in this part of the country. And how do we enhance the various producers to be able to aggregate their products? And then we now look at how do we provide opportunities for accessing various marketing services.
Mm.
So that is also very, very an important area that as a farmer, once you are with the Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers, you are able to gain. Okay. But above all, it is the levels of information that we are going to be sharing, the levels of information, especially around businesses and business incubation, and also restoration that. And the trainings that you are receiving, and also soil fertility enhancement, which is also very, very important for any productive farmer.
Okay. So it means that before you even have this, they must belong to a group.
Yes.
That's how it
is. You must belong to a
forest. So a farmer cannot just be listening to us and want to join you.
You would have to find a nearest forest and farm producer organization that is to you to be able to join, and then the forest and farm producer organization then joins GAFAP as a member of GAFAP.
So as we speak, it means that there are other people who are also doing their own thing, but they are not part of you.
Yes, we have others who are also doing their own thing.
Now you are advocating that they should come and join.
We are encouraging as many as more people to be able to join GAFAP, because we believe that GAFAP has a very clear agenda towards achieving, especially sustainable forest and farm value chains and landscapes here in Ghana.
Mm. All right, if you look at 2019, you are still very young.
Yes.
But do you have other prospects? Do you have some achievements?
Yes. So I would want to mention about three of our major achievements.
Okay.
We've done some work around the National Dialogue Series.
In fact, we just had
the third National Dialogue Series event, which ended in Accra just about a month ago, where we made some very, very important pronouncements, especially around access to finance for forest and farm producer organizations.
Yeah.
Then also the delivery of various social services to farmers, and also how you can get farmers also to become much more involved in the business side of things.
Okay.
How do we promote, especially the banking institutions, to be able to give much more attention, especially to the forest and farm producers, and also how do we develop forest and farm value chains as another important area, in especially the Ghanaian economy.
Mm.
So that went on very well. We had representatives from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture.
Very important.
We had the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources also there. And then we also had some banking institutions that were there, and we had very, very useful commitments, and we are hoping to be able to move on with these kinds of follow-up discussions with these institutions before the next dialogue.
Okay.
So the dialogue usually starts from the lower level, where the producer organizations has what we call a grassroots dialogue. So for instance, we deliberately had ours in the Bolga East District.
I see.
Then when you move towards the regional level, which is at the zonal level, we in the northern zone, the Savannah Ecological Zone, had another dialogue also in Tamale.
I see.
Before we now move on to the National Federation. So at the National Federation, all the ecological zones, which I mentioned, the Savannah, the transition, and then the forest zone, would bring the issues to the national level. And then we have a more formal discussion also at the national level around how we can address some of these, especially challenges with farmers. And one of the key challenges that farmers mentioned was the issues that affect especially the marketing, and how do we can support especially the marketing of these various value chains.
Yeah.
And also beyond the marketing, how do we also enhance soil fertility to be able to ensure that their production also is enhanced. And of course, access to finance.
That's very, very important.
It's also very, very, very important. So we are looking at how do we develop a model, especially working with the banking institutions, so that it can become much more friendly, especially to the rural farming communities, and also enhance their ability to be able to access such finance.
Yeah.
So that's the first one I mentioned.
Yes.
The second area we have been working around is our business incubation. We have been doing some work around how we can support business and business services, especially for farmers. And then now GAFAP has a strong business incubation team.
So it's going on well?
Yes. We are now having a framework that is going to enhance this business incubation team, and also be able to produce especially value-added products, especially from the value chains that we are having, and also enhance their marketing opportunities for these products.
Okay.
The third that I would mention is our work with LifeWorks Global. It has really provided us an opportunity to be able to provide farmers an opportunity to be able to enhance soil fertility, and also be able to ensure that they are using various natural products in be able to produce fertilizer that can enhance your soil fertility, and that is done at a much cheaper rate, especially compared to the chemical fertilizers. Most of the activities that we have done, especially around soil fertility enhancement, has begun to also see some results in terms of added value in terms of productivity, and we believe that this is something we want to ensure that the whole country is able to get much more knowledge around soil fertility enhancement through microbial fertilizer.
That's great, but the forestry will be the challenge. People, how can you, someone who set up to go and be farming forestry?
Yes. So, in fact, I should have mentioned that the Forestry Commission is part of the National Steering Committee that is looking at the work of GAFAP.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the activities that GAFAP is doing. They've been providing us with some technical training, especially in the area of forest and forest resources. But of course, the agroforestry is the way to go, especially for us in these parts of the country, where you are adding agricultural products to forest products. So you are growing trees and integrating those trees on your family farms.
But you are in the field. We have the lands.
The lands are not there. So that is why I'm advocating that we should look at much more on agroforestry.
Okay.
For a forest zone, you can look at the plantation development. So for instance, there are tea plantations.
You can do mango.
You can do mango plantations. Yeah. But in the Upper East region, I would advocate for us to be able to go for agroforestry, where you are adding a number of trees
on your farm.
To be able to ensure that especially the soil fertility enhancement, then the water availability for your farming system, and also the fact that they are also producing shedding various leaves can be used for the manure production. So that is very, very important. And I believe that in the Upper East here, a number of farmers, I would mention one farmer we'll be working with in the community of Gunduk,
okay,
in the Nabdam district, who has a very great agroforestry farm. I believe that maybe an opportunity.
We'll have an opportunity
to visit him and also understand what he's doing.
I see. All right. Maybe your unless maybe you have something to add. If not, then we'll take your.
Sure.
Your
I would want to say that GAFAP, which is the Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producer Organizations, is really here to stay.
So where is your
head? Yes, our office is located in Kumasi.
Kumasi?
Yes, it's on the Kumasi Ofensu Road. We are in Kumasi. But of course, we have membership.
No regional one here?
We don't have regional offices yet, but we have various zonal coordinating organizations.
So how did they get you?
So if you want to really get us, you should get us on our website.
Ah, okay.
So the GAFAP website is www.gafap, which is GHAFFAP.org.
Okay.
It is very, very functional. And I would invite listeners to be able to at least go to our website. So it's www.gafap, GHAFFAP.org to be able to see much more information. And the publications page has a number of our documents
there,
that members can also be able to read and also get. And we have our phone numbers also on the website.
All right. Okay.
So I would want to end by saying that we are really happy for the opportunity provided us to speak about GAFAP here this morning.
Okay.
And we are hoping that the idea of forests and landscape restoration is very, very important, as I've mentioned, especially against the background of having communities become much more participatory, participate much more in the climate agenda and climate mitigation. So we want to really encourage listeners to also at least adapt agroforestry practices on your farms. That is one key element I want to leave with listeners here. Also begin to also ensure that you are doing practices that have much more productive elements for the environment, especially bush burning. You need to be able to reduce bush burning and also be able to provide for especially the production of trees, especially on your farms, and then provide also an opportunity for forest farmers to be able to thrive.
Okay.
And I believe that our work would definitely see much more in the next coming years.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Mr. Mark Kebo Akwaribu, who is Secretary to Ghana Federation of Forest and Farmer Producers. We are grateful for your time, especially all those climate smart activities you are taking. We hope that it will really improve upon our socio-economic activities in the country. We are grateful.